Okay. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11942, Harry S. Riley, seeking variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-34B, 115-185F, and 115-182B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of North Bayshore Drive and Virginia Avenue, approximately 745 feet north of Broadkill Road, Route 16. The 911 address is 302 North Bayshore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is medium residential. The tax map is District 235, map 4.13, parcel 47. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front setback, as well as a 1-foot, a 2.5-foot, and a 2.8-foot variances from that corner front setback as well. A 21-foot front yard setback, a 21-foot variance from the front yard setback, a 2.9-foot variance from the side yard, and a 4.2 variance from the side yard.
Six, seven, eight.
Any letters?
I apologize. There were zero letters of support, zero opposition, and one mail return.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is Douglas Hannon. My address is 10027 North Old State Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here. I'll swear and get the other gentleman's information behind you. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Harry S. Riley.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can go up front.
Okay. My name is Doug Annan. I'm the surveyor for Mr. Riley on this job. He got a new shed in 2012. He got building permits from Denrec and Sussex County. The shed arrived and they placed it in the front corner of the lot, as you can see on the survey. The existing location of the shed and the adjoining ground level deck are in bold. I discovered when I surveyed this that the shed was actually out to the right of way of North Bayshore Drive by a foot. So before we could even go for any variances, we had to come up with some kind of proposal to move the shed totally back onto his land. And that, in our proposal, is shown in the dashed line. The shed and the deck are shown in dashed lines. We'd be moving it back 5 feet from North Bayshore Drive and 9 feet from Virginia. Also, I was talking to Mr. Riley here earlier, and if that's not good enough, he'd be willing to move the shed up into the corner. I'll just say the upper right-hand corner in the parking area that's shown. So we wouldn't need a variance from North Bayshore, but we would still be too close to Virginia Avenue. Any questions about what we're trying to do here?
So you're going to take that shed and move it to the other side?
Yeah, first we thought we would just move it off the right, 5 feet off the right of way of North Bayshore Drive and just get it on the property. But that would still require as I understand, the setbacks are 30 feet from Virginia Avenue, 15 feet from Bayshore Drive. and 10, well, for a shed, it'd be five from the sidelines. So perhaps a better idea, so we don't need a variance from North Bay Shore, is not to go with where I have the dashed lines, which we originally wanted, but to move it up into the parking area, so where it would be at least 5 feet from lot 9, which is on the east. It could be as much as 10 feet from Virginia Avenue. That's probably the best scenario. Mr. Riley just really wants to keep his shed, and it's new. I've seen it. It's you know, it's real nice. And it's very important to him to keep it. You want to say anything, Harry?
The only thing I want to say, we have a lot of, you know, stuff we put in this shed. And originally, the inspector come back and told us it was okay back there, but we couldn't make the variance. We couldn't make the footage from Virginia Avenue in. And I had two inspectors come out. And the one inspector took his little wheel and run across there, and he said, yeah, you can make it. So my son went down and he measured it, and we were all prepared to move it, okay, to get in compliance. And he called me at home and found out that we couldn't be in compliance because we needed more room from the end of the shed to Virginia. Now, I always got permits and everything, you know, when I come over here, talk to the permits some of the other stuff I did, I had to get it from Deneric too, because I'm on the beach side. And I've always obeyed the laws, you know. And I just want to make it right, because we do need the shed. And I don't know what else to say. The cabin, the place was built in 55. My parents built it and bought the land in 54. And I've been down there for 62 years.
Long time.
Yeah. Long time. I grew up down there, you might as well say.
Yeah.
And I love Broadkill. And none of my neighbors, they don't have no problem as far as the shed where it's at, but I'm not compliant with the zoning. And whatever I need to do, I will do, because I need to move, you know, somewhere.
Okay.
And it's very important to my family because I have a lot of grandchildren, bikes and stuff.
I'm sure, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I guess the fact is, it's a 50 by 100 lot, which is small, and it already has, you know, a house on it and a shed. There'd be no place he could move the shed, mm-hmm, and be in compliance with all the setbacks. Mm-hmm. So moving it to the parking area, the shaded parking area, which you can see, mm-hmm, we'd only need a variance for that, for this shed, from Virginia Avenue.
And how much of a variance?
Because
it appears that the distance from Virginia Avenue to the screen porch diminishes as you go to the back of the property. It looks like it's 34.3 feet from the corner of the screen porch. And you got a shed that's 20.2 feet. So that would leave you 14.1 feet if it was against the screen porch.
And what's the minimum space you would need between?
How much
space between the screen porch?
Oh,
Sir, could you come back up front here, please?
I'm sorry.
So we can...
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you.
If I would get 4 or 5 feet, I'd be happy. Just so I can walk through there.
So it would be, if it was 4.1 feet, I'm going just based on your numbers on the shed.
Yeah.
If you set it 4.1 feet from the clean porch, you would need a 20-foot variance from Virginia.
Yeah, we'd still be 10 feet from Virginia, so we'd need a 20-foot variance. Yeah, that's what we need for...
To make that thing work.
And Ms. Cornwell, that is a 5-foot setback from the northeast property line, lot adjacent to lot 9.
For lot 9?
Because it's under 600 square feet.
It would be 5 feet.
5 feet.
But so it would have to comply with the 30-foot front yard.
From Virginia.
From Virginia.
Yeah, so if it was 10 feet from there, it would require a 20-foot variance. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the best we could do, I guess.
So you need a 20-foot variance.
Wouldn't need the front yard from North Bayshore.
Yeah. Right.
You just need to address the standards for granting a variance.
We've got your...
Yes.
Need to address those if you could, please. Go from there.
So from the shed.
Oh, and I take it that the other, for the existing shed, we're just including that in this just to come...
To clean it all up.
In the compliance.
Even though they predated zoning, they'd be right. Non-conforming since they were coming through. It just, we figured we could clean it all up.
Simpler down, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's all done.
Excuse me, you're talking about the other two sheds?
Yeah, they're non-conforming, yeah. But we're just asking at this point.
Yeah, they've been there. My father built them. It was between 58 and 60.
The fact is that they can stay there even if this were not approved.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, because they're non-conforming.
Okay.
But being we're doing this, if it is approved, there's no reason not to go ahead and approve those as well.
You clean it up for you all at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that I'm going to have between my porch and my shed at least 4 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Four feet.
I think 4 feet.
4 feet, okay.
And I think,
okay. And, okay, thank you.
And just to be clear, my understanding from Mr. Annan is that shed will be pushed over towards lot 9. So it would be 5 feet from that property line, basically the other side.
Yes,
okay.
The back side of my shed.
Yes. It'll kind of be rotated.
I understand
180
that,
degrees.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It'll move northeast.
I understand that.
Okay.
So...
Now, do you address the standards?
Do
you read them out? Do you address these standards to the board? There's one that you filled out?
Yes.
Do you want to read them to us? Address them to us?
The requirement of you, the applicant, is to convince the board that you meet all five standards for us to grant the variance.
You already filled them out, or somebody has. We just need you to...
Okay, the uniqueness of the property.
Yeah,
the
there you go.
The property is only 50 feet wide and 100 feet deep. This is a 5,000 square feet, or about a tenth of an acre, so it's a small non-conforming lot, or by today's standards. Because there is a dwelling and screen porch, an old shed, and parking for two vehicles, the 20.2 by 11.9 shed cannot be placed anywhere else on the lot. Actually, it can. A better, like we discussed, is a better situation if we move it up 5 feet from lot 9. Mr. Riley, okay, not created by the applicant. Mr. Riley got a building permit from Sussex County. He also got a building permit from Denrec. He thought the present location would be okay because there was nowhere else to put the shed.
Okay.
This is a new and attractive shed with a 10 by 12 ground level deck. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are several sheds of this size in the neighborhood. I believe, yeah, the shed is presently 1 foot into the right-of-way of Bayshore Drive and 7.9 feet from Virginia Avenue. The proposed location will put the shed 5 feet from North Bayshore and 9 feet from Virginia Avenue.
No.
I know, this is going to change.
Right, so.
Right.
The minimum is by moving it back. You're now asking for a minimum.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, the bottom paragraph is not what's going to happen. We will now move it so that it's 5 feet from lot 9. It is 10 feet from Virginia Avenue and 4 feet from the screen porch. And it will be in compliance everywhere except for a 20-foot variance for Virginia Avenue.
And therefore a true minimum request of 10 feet from Virginia.
She is, yeah. It's a minimum of 10 feet.
If I can, if you don't mind. If he leaves a 5-foot separation distance between the front porch and the shed, he doesn't have to meet, there's less of a building code potential conflict. If he's closer than 5 feet, he might have to change the fire rating for the shed.
Oh, okay.
So if we were doing the math, if he does that, it's actually 20.9 foot variance he'd be asking from Virginia Avenue, which is actually less than the 21 foot that he was originally asking for, if they leave the 5 foot separation distance in between.
From the porch
to the shed.
Yeah. So he wants a 21 foot variance.
Yeah,
20.9
variance.
Yes.
20.9. Okay.
And I'll go out there and mark it off so it gets put in the right spot.
Okay.
But if we say 21 foot, that leaves margin for error.
It does.
So we're going to go 21 foot.
Yeah.
Well, a tenth of a foot.
Yeah. And it won't be 5 feet from lot 9. It'll be 5.1.
That's fine, but it's tight from Virginia, and that's why she was suggesting 21 feet, because that combined with the building code requirements.
Right. The shed can't be less than 5 feet from the screen porch, correct?
Right.
Otherwise, you have to do additional building code compliance.
Very good.
Understand.
Okay. All righty. Okay, is that all the questions asked then?
I've got one. I don't know if the other members do.
Well, I'll go ahead and I'll start, get yours, and I'll start that one.
Sure. The only question I got is, it looks like from your survey, the edge of the travelway or edge of Virginia Avenue, there's a gap between that and the front property line. Is that true? Is that what I'm...
Yes. I located the actual pavement.
Okay, how far away is that? I didn't see a measurement.
It
looks like maybe 10 feet or so.
Okay, on North Shore, no, that's not, yeah.
Virginia.
On Virginia, that would be, that's probably more like, it's 1 inch equals 10 feet, so that's probably like 7 feet or,
But either way, it's more.
Yeah, from the actual travel way.
So we're just looking at it going, there's a bigger gap between the edge of the roadway and where the shed would be located. So
sure, you're picking up an additional 5, 6, or 7 feet.
Okay.
Just from looking at this.
Right. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman. Hey. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Rogers?
No questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions in. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated
that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The building permit was obtained, and as well as a permit from DENREC. The applicant has a unique situation where the lot is very small size, limiting the ability to place the shed anywhere else. We didn't hear any testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. And since moving the shed back to the northeast property line, they're now asking for a minimum variance, and that is in regard to the shed. I think the fact that in regard to the other shed, obviously the uniqueness is that it was non-conforming. They're just wanting to bring it into compliance, and that too was not created by the applicant, and won't alter the essential character, or has not, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 11942 for a south property variance for the shed of 21 feet and a southeast variances as applied for the non-conforming structure.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11942 for south property variance of 21 feet for the shed. Okay. And then all the other variances that were there applied for. All those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Hudson? Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Burgers?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I am Mr. Calloway. So by vote 5-0, case number 11942 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.